Hello, I'm Rashi and you're listening to the Business Today Daily News Podcast. These are the top stories for today. New job creations in July rose to an 11-month high of 9.51 lakh, taking the total tally of new enrollments to 61.81 lakh since September 2017, according to the EPFO's payroll data. Job addition numbers, which are based on new members enrolled in various social security schemes of EPFO such as pension, PF and insurance, were more than 9 lakh in July, the highest in any month since September 2017, when the retirement fund body started releasing payroll data. In total, as many as 61,81,943 jobs were created during September 2017 to July 2018 period, the payroll data showed. As many as 27 states and union territories are ready to join the ambitious healthcare scheme Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana after its launch on Sunday by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, a Niti Aayog member said. Over 15,000 hospitals, both public and private, across the country have expressed their willingness to be empaneled for the scheme, which aims to provide 10.74 crore poor families health insurance. India may revert to paying Iran in rupees for the oil it buys from its third largest supplier, as US sanctions will, from November 4th, block use of US dollars to settle such trades. Oil refiners such as state-owned Indian Oil Corporation and Mangalore Refinery and Petrochemicals Limited could use UCO Bank or IDBI Bank to route oil payments to Iran. US sanctions against Iran come into effect from November 4th and will block banking channels. Flipkart employees are in for a treat. Earlier this year, Walmart acquired Indian e-commerce giant Flipkart in a buyout valuing at $16 billion. And now, nearly 4.5 months after the acquisition, Flipkart, in a letter to its employees, has announced that they will be allowed to liquidate their employee stock ownership plans for a value ranging between $126 to $128 per share. According to a report by the Economic Times, while the total value of Flipkart's ESOPs is estimated to be around $1.5 billion based on the per share price, the total value of purchases that Walmart is expected to buy is estimated to be around $800 million. Moving on, passengers on board a Jet Airways flight from Mumbai to Jaipur bled from their nose and ears after the pilots forgot to switch on a crucial button that would turn on the air conditioning within the aircraft and maintain the cabin pressure. On Thursday morning, Jet Airways flight landed back in Mumbai within 30 minutes of taking off from the airport's Terminal 2 after 30 of the 166 passengers started bleeding and complained of headaches. Taking cognizance of the nightmarish incident, the Ministry of Civil Aviation has directed the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau to investigate the incident. Forget competitors. The biggest challenge IKEA has faced so far in India are pests. The Swedish home furnishing giant is facing bad press once again after a customer found an insect inside a chocolate cake while his daughter was eating it. This happens to be the second such incident at IKEA's Hyderabad store in the span of a month. And on that note, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Bye for now.